want something more, meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provides you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys, because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started.
So, Jen, Stacy, tell us about the Academy.
Okay, so the Academy, we founded it because based on our journey, Stacy just had a passion. She was like, we are going to disrupt the education industry. This is crazy. I had at one point more binders than doors. It was very frustrating. I struggled for 10 years by myself. I'd like to create a community. She had at the time been training people one-on-one on how to buy apartments. And it was like, we could reach more people. I'm over here struggling. But if we had a community, if we could produce the level of education and then give it to them for life, we went hard. We took her old busted course that was on tape.
It was on tape.
We took them off a CD-ROM. And then we just decided, you know what? We're going to create a whole online learning platform. Let's start with that. So we put everything together, put an online learning platform. It's an A to Z. Anybody that enrolls with us gets access to that for life. You don't just get a binder that's going to fall apart. It's actually an electronic asset that you get for life. That's the first part. And we always have people go through that course one time all the way through and then go back and really dig in. In the Academy, we have coaches. These coaches we've been working with and investing with for at least 15 years. We've got some relationships. They know our system. They do the exact system that we do. And they coach people one-on-one. So in the Academy, when you come in, everybody gets a one-on-one coach. They sit down, they do a whole, hey, what are your resources in terms of time, money, knowledge? Where are you? What's your risk tolerance? What strategy is probably the best strategy for you? Let's come up with a plan. And we march out to that plan for 12 months. And the whole time they've got access to the curriculum online. We also have a weekly call where the entire Academy comes on a Tuesday. We all get on there and everybody's talking about current deals. You could even pitch a deal online, go through it with the coach, with the calculator, the underwriting tool on the call. Everybody chimes in. And then we talk about, okay, who's in the middle of rehabs or who's in the middle of trying to contest an appraisal or trying to close on their first deal or even their next deal. It's just a huge sort of a mastermind type of environment on this Tuesday call. Then we have a Thursday call that is very specific for apartment investing. And our specialist, Coach KK, she's been doing apartments at a big level for a very long time. She's one of our very best friends. We bought a motel with her. It'll be in our family for 30 years. She runs it and she does killer at it. She's awesome at operations. She's really good at teaching people how to get into bigger apartments and really how to build and leverage the team, increase the NOI, and really maximize profits for all of the investors. She's got her weekly call on Thursday, and anyone that's in the apartment program goes to that call. Great call. A lot of learning there. Each coach also has their own weekly call, which we call our forum calls. So if you're assigned to Coach Joe, you go to Coach Joe's forum call each week. If you're assigned to Coach Ryan, you go to Ryan's. If you're assigned to Coach KK, you go to KK. So you have your own weekly call with your own tight-knit group of students that are with you and your coach. So now we're talking, you got three calls every week. It's total support. We also have a chief experience officer because we believe that the first 90 days that you're learning anything is the most difficult. And it's also when you're going to come up against the biggest opponent, and that's you. You are the opponent. We're throwing you in the Coliseum and you've got a sword and a shield and you're ready to go to conquer that first opponent. And then you're like, oh, that's me actually. And I have this other identity where I'm really good at this other role. And now you want me to do this. So the first 90 days, we check in every 2 weeks to make sure that you're consuming the course, make sure you're taking action, make sure you're going to the calls. What's your experience? What challenges do you have? And we have a person on our staff. That's her only job. She literally reaches out every 2 weeks to make sure you're on track for the first 90 days. Make sure your coach is showing up for you. How is that going? It's just a big hug. But that's not the best part. The best part is that we do an event every quarter. It's called the Warriors of Wealth Conference. It's WowCon. All of our students come. We also have open tickets to the public. Everybody gets there. And it's not just your regular multifamily seminar. It is a heart-pumping, life-changing three-day event. And like day one, we bring in a bunch of speakers that just like pour into your soul with all this awesome information about all the other aspects of the business you might not realize. Because literally getting your first deal, that's just the start. You've got to protect that asset and know what to do with that. There's so many different strategies that you got to know about asset protection or national lenders. We have a national lender that comes and talks about it, and she's got different programs. Day one is all about you hear from all of the people in our network that can help you make sure you are insulating and protecting your asset and scaling with the money that you need. And then on day two, we go into deeper, more advanced topics about apartment investing or about what's going on in the economy and how to have the right strategy for you. Then on day three, it's the craziest because I'm a mindset coach. It's the most epic thing.
So awesome.
But I am a peak performance coach, an NLP master practitioner, hypnotherapist, all the things. Like I show you, you might tell me, Jen, this is impossible. I'm like, no, it's not. In fact, I'm going to show you what you're made of. And we take a 40-pound arrow that could kill a grizzly bear and you break it with your throat. And when you do that, you realize, oh, wow, that just happened and it didn't kill me. We literally set it up where the arrow represents what you think is impossible and what's holding you back. And then it's against a board. And the board literally says, do what you fear and the death of fear is certain. That board represents what you want. The one thing you want, but you think it's impossible. And the arrow is the only thing in the way. Then you step forward and it snaps the arrow. And a lot of people are like, whoa, it's scary. I have never had anybody not snap the arrow. I've seen grown men just break down because now they know it's possible. And then the beauty is they go do the thing. That's the best part of the academy, the network and who you have around you to support you.
You just touched on, Jen, a number of things that I am always talking about, not only on this show, but also around me in our office, about our mindset, about our limitations, where we focus and what we do. What you just talked about with the arrow is very reminiscent of Maxwell with the firewall, where they put the coals down and have people walk over, because you got to break that hindrance, that block. And for our listeners, I want you to go find you a gladiator costume, a gladiator suit. Get dressed up in this suit and look in the mirror, because that is your opponent and that's who you got to beat. We have to defeat ourselves, because we are our hindrance. We stop ourselves from doing things out of fear. That's why you got to get you a different tribe. So if one of you would please tell our listeners where they can get to the academy. What does that process look like?
I would actually suggest go to our YouTube channel first. We got so much free content there. Go binge on that for a minute and you'll find the academy from there. Go to YouTube, search up Apartment Investing with Jen and Stacy. There's at least probably 140 videos there, but there is a playlist on there that might fascinate you. the playlist is called Apartment Acquisition Accelerator. When you click on that playlist, watch the videos in the order of that playlist. And on each of those videos, if at any time you decide, I want to know more about this, look around in there for a link about the Academy and just book a call and explore the Academy and see if it's something for you. But that is the best place for most listeners to go watch exactly what we're about. We give our entire blueprint away for free. The information is great, but the network, you're going to see, you're going to be like, oh no, but the network is what I want, Jen. But definitely learn about us first. Go there first. Then just find me on Facebook. I'm Jen Conkey on Facebook. You can send me a messenger or a friend request, and I will speak to you personally and talk about what your goals are and get you in.
But you'll learn to fly by being with birds more so than being with rodents. You got to spend your time around the people that are doing, around things that are fitting for what it is that you want to accomplish, not necessarily the other way. So how do you master that switch from single to multi? What does that look like? For what can it look like? What should it look like? What would you advise someone to do?
A lot of people that come in and we end up working with them, a lot of them have done something with single family. That's probably the most common person that comes in. They've done something and they want to figure out, how do I go to the next level? In the world of multifamily, there's a couple of different steps, and it's really personality-wise, what direction you want to go. Some people are like, I don't really need to do a duplex in order to do a 5 or a 10 unit. Just show me how to do apartments. Because ultimately, there's so much money to be made in apartments because of the way that they're valued. So when you do a value add, you're making 6 and 7 figures. They're big, big money, even small apartment buildings. But sometimes, again, we are the opponent. And sometimes people are like, I'm just not ready to do apartments because that sounds very big and I'm not there yet. Even though it's the difference between 4 units and 5 units is apartments and residential, but yeah, sometimes they're there. And so depending on the personality, if someone's already doing single family as a rental or doing fix and flips either, or even, you already have a pretty good solid foundation. And just going into residential multifamily, if apartments, it sounds too scary, that is a fine next step. What we find is that a lot of the people that we work with, if that's what they want to start, they want to do 2 to 4 units, because we have a whole program for that too. They'll do a couple of those and then they'll realize, oh, this is almost the same as doing the single family, except now I get to have 2 or 3 or 4 rents coming in with one mortgage payment, which is a lot less risky, especially during an economic downturn. You absolutely want to have more rents coming in. So if one tenant loses a job or goes rogue on you, you're not like, oh my gosh, having to cover all those expenses. Mm-hmm. It's fairly common for people to do a couple and then realize, oh, okay, what's the difference doing a 3 unit and a 5 unit? It can very quickly stair step. It really has more to do with the mentality and what someone's comfortable with. I've been very passionate from the moment I started and I had so much struggle. I was like, my God, I just want to help people have a much easier journey. And one of the biggest things that happens when you're a real estate investor, and it's Corwin, is getting that first win is the most important thing, not from a financial standpoint, of course, that too, but because you prove to yourself, I'm a real estate investor, but you don't really buy it because you haven't actually done it yet. And so you're trying to be a real estate investor, but you're questioning whether you can do it on the inside. So okay, whether someone's booking their first win as a duplex or a first, their 10 unit, just to do something that is actually within reach and doable, that is my literal mission on earth, is to get people across the finish line for that first deal with all of the tools and resources. And then, okay, then we just repeat it because it's just a system. And then we go a little bit bigger. And you take all the stuff you learned from that first one, you apply it to the second one, which is bigger. And then take all of that from the first couple, apply it to the next one, which is bigger. And you literally grow into a real estate investor with many units, depending on what you want. Going from single family to multifamily is not as much of a transition as people think. It's really just mindset. Unless you're going from flipping to rentals, then it's just a different business model. It's not so far different. If you can flip properties, mentally, you can switch to rentals. And now you're building passive income. And now you're building legacy wealth. We've done both. We're a fan of both. Right now, for flipping, it's a little bit riskier than what our risk tolerance will hold. But the long-term rentals, even when economic downturn, multifamily really provides different levels of pricing as far as what things cost. So when people have to scale back a little bit financially, and you have something that's not $3,000 a month, because mm-hmm. you have some apartments, you're really putting yourself in a position to be as safe as possible during any economic time.
More doors leverages limits your risk. The more doors you have on one side, I've talked about that for years.
It's really just a mindset shift. And that's part of why when we do WowCon, we have such a massive emphasis on mindset. If you can just free your mindset and realize, oh my God, I actually can do this. Now you just need the courage to take whatever the one next step is. And then the one next step, if you just keep taking that one next step, you'll get there.
Yeah,
very true. So Jen Stacy, as we approach the close of the show, where can people reach you guys at? How can they get in contact with you?
Go to the YouTube channel, Apartment Investing with Jen and Stacy. If you want to reach out to us personally, best place is to go to probably Facebook or LinkedIn and look for Jen Conkey or Stacy Conkey. Just hit us in the DM and we will reach out to you. We will respond.
My mic drop question is that 2020. That's what they say hindsight is. If you could look back over everything that you guys have done, not necessarily you do anything differently, but if there was a thing that you quote unquote knew way back yonder when that would have allowed you to accelerate and possibly scale much further than where you are now, what would that be?
Honestly, if I would have figured out how much money there was to be made being a capital raiser for other syndicators, if I would have figured that out sooner, that would have been nice. There's a lot of money to be made with acquisition fees and disposition fees and things of that nature. And you still get the different asset classes too. And I'm not just talking about apartments. I'm talking about like syndicators that are syndicating for RV parks or mobile home parks or oil and gas, self-storage. If I would have realized that sooner, I could have expanded my portfolio, made a little bit more diverse in terms of not just apartments and multifamily. It could have been where I can raise money from my investors to, hey, here's a mobile home park. What do you think about that? And then I'm still getting a piece of the cash flow and equity on that part. And I didn't have to find the deal and I don't have to manage the deal. That's probably for me what I would pick. Even though there's other things I would probably, but that's like the most lucrative revenue generating option that I would probably have done sooner.
Okay. So that's sweet spot right there. And Stacy, add or anything else on that?
I think I would have started focusing more on value add apartment deals where not necessarily needing rehab. Sometimes they need rehab. That's fine. But where they were operationally challenged, where I could go in and just with working with the property manager, start raising the income. And it takes a year and a half to do that. But the amount of money you make by doing those activities is absolutely crazy. I didn't make the connection for many years. I was just working and grinding and adding units and doing flips and doing a lot of different strategies. But I think I would have just shifted to focus on 5 to 30 unit value add apartment buildings just because they're easier to finance. They're really manageable and there's so much money to be made in doing that. I would just would have started doing that way sooner if I had made the connection because I wouldn't change anything because it brought me where we are now, which allows us to give back in the way that we do. Mm-hmm. But from a personal investing standpoint, I was like, why did it take me so long to figure that out? So I just want to make sure other people don't have to wait too long to figure that out. Well, it's life-changing.
And that's the purpose of the question. And not everybody will grasp it. Some people will, that'll go right by them. They'll miss it. And then 5, 10, or whatever number of years from now, they may, oh, you know what? Same thing. But if we reach one, then we have the opportunity to teach one. So we get the chance to try to educate and help people to accelerate their success by learning from those who have went before and have already, quote unquote, had the experience. Not necessarily saying that we didn't succumb to it, but we figured it out. And now we're going to try to save someone that same pitfall as they approach it. So thank you guys very much for that. Jen, Stacy, y'all have been fabulous. Thank y'all so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Corwin.
You're quite welcome. And most of all, thank you for being a part of the Exit Strategies Radio Show family. For our listeners, guys, look, I need you to find Jen and Stacy. And Conkey is spelled C-O-N-K-E-Y. I need you to find them. And I need you to get engaged and involved and track what they're doing. But most importantly, engage with them because they hold a key. That's interesting. Conkey. Y'all hold a key to helping people to elevate and accelerate. And I appreciate you taking time out to give this information to our listeners here on the show today. Thank y'all so much from the bottom of my heart. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
So for our listeners, guys, look, y'all know Look, if y'all don't know, somebody better tell you, but you know how I feel. And y'all know what I say. Y'all know that I always put the two of those things together and say it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.